Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, we've got one of the most important people in nutraceuticals you've probably never heard of, behind the curtain with the real Vitamin Man. That's in the third hour. We've got economic news, world news, military news, antibiotic resistance news, Jade Helm news. With us in this segment and part of the next, Ja'Kari Jackson, who was there with Joe Biggs. What a great team they make from Ferguson and so many other events. Brave fellas. Last night was more subdued than the night before, but saw a lot of looting and burning. And if it follows the same pattern, they will escalate and attack people tonight to try to get a big event going to sell more martial law. As the mayor said, that you know they wanted to give folks an area to loot. And, in fact, in case people don't believe us, we're going to play that clip right now and then go to Ja'Kari Jackson and get his take on this. Hopefully, though, the public is puts enough pressure on the feds, who are running this puppet government in Baltimore, to not escalate the situation. Let's go ahead and go to that clip of the mayor.
We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we worked very hard to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate. And that's what you saw.
All right, let's go to Ja'Kari Jackson in the video feed. If you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show. Please spread that link to everyone you know. Ja'Kari, your take. Now being in the middle of martial law 2015.
Ja'Kari Jackson reporting live from Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, Alex, I saw that clip that you just played, the mayor. I didn't think that was a good strategy at all. It's one thing to say that we put them in an area so we could close in and try to stop the violence, but just to have an area for them to run around wild in did not seem to help the situation at all. Last night we had a chance to go out to the main scene where you guys saw a lot of the footage the previous days. Very strong police presence out there, also National Guard. It was everything from the local police to the county sheriff to the state troopers and also the National Guard. As far as what we personally witnessed, I didn't see any snatch and grabs. I didn't see any rioting or looting going on. I know there's videos of other things going on in other areas. We did see a few of the officers operate somewhat cavalierly with the rubber bullets that they had. One officer, this is the video that we put out last night, he shot multiple rounds at assailant that we couldn't see because the building was blocking. And then there was another guy who was riding around on his bicycle. I don't think he was threatening the police. He was more pestering them, and they shot him in the butt with a rubber bullet. So it's stuff like that going on. Heavy police presence, also plenty of vehicles. I don't know. I guess we've probably seen hundreds of people around town, various vehicles, everything from smaller Humvees to police cruisers, MRAPs, Elrads, whatever they're called, all types of vehicles all around town. And even right now, if you go around to certain areas of the city where they fired out the tear gas last night, you can still get a bit of a lingering effect of that if the wind blows hard enough. So the people here have definitely been affected by this. Most of the people who have been walking by right now are, you know, have a very friendly attitude towards the National Guardsmen. They're taking selfies and all that kind of stuff. And yes, there was a decrease in violence last night, and I definitely think the police presence helped with that. But then again, you know, how long is this going to last? You know, is it going to last a day? Is it going to last a week? You know, how long are they planning to keep this up before things go back to normal? Hopefully people can realize they can have a normal community if they just get these get people off the streets who are causing these problems. The police chief came out yesterday in a press conference I saw. They said we had more parents, like the mom who was running around smacking sense into her son. You know, these things wouldn't happen as much, and we could have a more peaceful society.
Well said, Ja'Kari. I want to come back and speak to you a little bit more about what you think is going to happen tonight, your predictions, and where you think all this is going, and what type of society are we now, where the police, obviously, with their killer training, are out of control in some areas, but then these events are taken by the media and escalated to where now, around the clock, not even in the summer, we have civil unrest in America that's clearly being fomented. What do you think the end game is? Ja'Kari Jackson, when we return, I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show. Everybody should send that out on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Tell your friends and family. That's where everybody can watch the free video feed and find the free podcast, Droid, and iPhone apps. That's how we win the info war.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our reporters had to move, so they're going to be back on with us in about 5 minutes. We're going to get Shikari Jackson's take on what he's seen unfolding in Baltimore, Maryland. I don't just want to talk about this subject this hour. I want to get into a host of issues like this one. This is such a big deal. U.S. economic growth slows to 0.2%. Let's get something straight. I'm not a prophet of doom. I'm someone who understands that facing trends, facing problems, debating them, is what saves civilizations. When civilizations start living in denial, to use the allegory of Superman, nobody gets off the planet when it blows up. Well, we don't have the ability to get off this planet right now, as Stephen Hawking just said. We're not going to make it if we don't. So we need to not have World War III, not release bioweapons, not create nanotech that kills everybody, not do experiments that they admit could cause a chain reaction, a strangelet, or a black hole, or a singularity event, a quantum event that could damage or destroy the planet. Some estimates are if a black hole gets purchased and is able to actually gain mass, it would not just destroy the Earth with what they're doing in Hadron, but would probably suck in the sun and the entire solar system. off of that mass, it would then begin to travel around the galaxy having snacks. That's not science fiction. Max Planck, the German physicist in 1900, developed the quantum mechanics equations that were later turned into atomic bombs. The atomic bomb is 115 years old. What do you think they have now? NASA believes they've developed a warp drive. Why do you think all these things that you continue to see in the news were in Star Trek 40 years ago, 50 years ago? Because Jack Parsons, who headed up the Space Propulsion Laboratory, was an admitted Satanist. This was even on HBO a few weeks ago in a documentary. I couldn't believe they admitted it. And he hung out with the author of Star Trek. You just can't make this stuff up. And that's why you see Star Trek, it's the UN symbol and everything. I mean, it's all predictive programming. So these are the real issues that affect our species, and we need to have a debate about this. In fact, I was going to wait till the bottom of the hour. I'm going to start doing more uplifting, positive pieces. We already do this. But I want to make a focus on self-help, a focus on empowering the human spirit, a focus on believing in humanity. Do we have that video ready? I don't even know what to call this clip. I'm trying to come up with a headline earlier, but this is the secret to transcending the New World Order. It is the secret to humanity surviving. The simple ideas I lay out transcend the globalist paradigm. This is the secret. It really is to controlling your own destiny. Controlling your own destiny starts when you begin to realize you can begin in increments to change your destiny and the destiny of the world around you. I have changed the destiny of tens of millions of people. You have changed it by supporting me, by magnifying what we say and what we do and what we cover, and then adding intel. You have incredible power. Who knows who will cause the spark to move us either towards destruction or away from it? But it isn't about getting the credit for it. It's about seeing the world you've changed. I take incredible pleasure watching mainstream news or listening to mainstream talk radio and hearing them repeat exactly what I said 10 years ago, using terms I coined. I just revel in tuning into almost every major libertarian conservative show, even shows that attack me, and realizing that they have copied the cut of my jib. That is intense pleasure, not in that it's empowering me and my ego, but that I really cheer on Team Humanity. I really want us to survive. I know the power of humanity, of humankind. And I want to bring that idea back. That's always been the idea of any civilization that rises, is beauty and honor and diligence and creativity. And there's always a struggle between destructiveness and wickedness and oppression and rape and rapine versus our greater angels. So if you want to change the world, look in the mirror, like V from Vendetta says. I know why you did it. You were scared. Who wouldn't be? ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Ebola, the flu, collapsing wages, open borders, race war, and in your fear you turn to the central government, who is directing the crises themselves, to bring you order. But in exchange for order, you were given tyranny and oppression and lack of freedom. And the media that seeks to topple common sense and attack the family and every form of individual freedom. Oh, there are those who are more responsible. and they will be held accountable. But in the end, you only need to look in the mirror. Let's go ahead and go to this piece, again put together by Josh Owen.
Have you ever just paused for a moment and turned off the television and put away People magazine to look around you and realize where we are on this beautiful planet, hurtling through space, orbiting the sun, out on the edge of the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy? Because that simple thought, that simple moment of pulling back and getting outside the box, of coming out of the cave into the wider world, has helped me and many others realize how pathetic the global social engineers really are, who would attempt to shutter the psyches, the minds, the creativity of the people even more. I look at the messages put out by Hollywood mainstream media about how ugly we are, about how dumb we are, about how bad we are, how we're a disease on the face of the world, and how we've got to be exterminated. That's a bunch of greedy, hateful control freaks who are envious of beautiful and smart people, who wish to set themselves up as gods in some type of high-tech nightmare world. I'm here as a 21st century Paul Revere telling you I believe in you. But beyond believing in you, at a cellular level, I know how powerful you are when you realize the true destiny of humanity. And when you understand that you are the heirs of all the humans that came before us that did incredible things to bring us to this point. They say necessity is the mother of invention. We have the necessity to defeat the New World Order, the globalists, the eugenicists, the social engineers that are waging war on our people worldwide. Whether you are old, young, and no matter what color your skin is, we are all brothers and sisters in this human quest going back tens of thousands of years. I don't want us to fail now because a small group of predators learned how we worked and then launched a war against their own species so they could greedily control the entire future destiny. I want the compendium, the great mass of humanity, with our ideas and with our competition and with our loves and passions, to decide the future in an open, free society. Not one based on lies, not one based on fraud, but based on love of humanity and free will. You have the power. You are incredible creatures. You are the heirs of this amazing genetic treasure trove of struggle. Let's not just let humanity survive. Let's build on what we've already done and make our ancestors proud. Because they are watching today. They are inside of us. Every cell, every genetic memory, we are all those that came before us, and we will live forever through our progeny into the future. But make no mistake, there's an epic war, an incredible battle over the future of our species happening right now. You don't want to sit on the sidelines. You don't want to sit in the middle of the road. You want to choose sides wisely.
And I have a quote by astronaut Edgar Mitchell from the moon, commenting on his meditation from another heavenly body. You develop an instant global consciousness, a people orientation, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. From out there on the moon, international politics looks so petty. You want to grab a politician by the scruff of the neck and drag him a quarter of a million miles out and say, "Look at that, you son of a bitch. Look at that." That's why I get so angry when I watch known social engineers who want race-based politics and racism posing as if they're the good guys, the judges, the arbitrators, our bosses, telling us we're racist if we use the word thug for looters, or telling us we're anti-government terrorist if we criticize Obamacare, and then to watch people rolling over in fear lest they be called a name. It's a badge of honor to be attacked by the Benedict Arnold media. It's a badge of honor to be under attack by these people. They took the easy way to prey on humanity. to cheat humanity, to keep humanity in the dark. They're the enemy of all that's good. They are vampires. They are predators, and they will destroy our future if they're not dealt with. We'll be back with our reporters, a ton of news, and more.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
You know, Willie Nelson's a listener.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a bull
and friend.
And a country boy can survive.
And a lot of other famous people are, but I tell you, Hank Williams Jr., I've been a fan of him since I was a little kid. He is a listener.
I can plow a field.
That's been confirmed for years, and I've talked to his son, Hank Williams III. Boy, he's a wild man. He's a listener, lives here in Austin. Then we had him ready to come on the show a few years ago, but his advisor said, don't do that. Look at what happened when you talk bad about Obama. You lost your NFL job. And that's where the attempted media intimidation comes in. But that wall of intimidation won't go on forever. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Because these old boys were raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say amen, and if you ain't into that, we don't give a you-know-what. And I tell you, good old boys around this world come from every race, color, and creed. And it's people that won't be slaves. And we're looking for men and women who want to control their own destinies to realize there's a global corporate system that doesn't even want families. They want corporate biological units. They want you to be produced in a test tube, grown in an artificial womb, the product of dozens of different parents. That is the THX-1138 Brave New World, Bertrand Russell, Julian Huxley, UNESCO plan. Because you see, those books and films aren't being imitated by government. Those books and films are being written by the family members of the people who were in on the conspiracy. And again, that's not my opinion. I've read the writings of Bertrand Russell. I've read the writings of Julian Huxley, his brother Aldous Huxley. I've listened to their speeches. I've played them here. I've read their quotes. What you hear from me is not my opinion. Oh, everything's distorted through the glass darkly. The rose-colored darkly. And now over our eyes is being descended a digital scanner darkly that PKD saw 30 years ago. Oh, how the human mind can see the future. You be Blade Runner. He say you Blade Runner. Do you understand the world we're now entering? You're not cop, you're little people. All of it predictive programming. All of it preparation for the world the technocrats are building in their image. And their image is far darker and more twisted than any Geiger painting or sculpture that your darkest nightmares could conjure. I've seen over to the enemy's mind. I've looked through the eyes of the globalist. I wouldn't even call it astral projection. I'd call it political projection. I'd call it historical projection. I'd call it immersing myself in their writings, their literature, their culture, so long that I now understand how they think, and it sends shudders. I just got chills from the tip of my toes right back through to my brainstem. With my soul just cringing when I dial into these guys and tears in my eyes. They enjoy dominating the innocent. They're destroying everything good and true. For everything that is honorable, beautiful, strong, wholesome, creative, a blessing, hospitality, grace, steadfastness, God-fearing, noble, the enemy is a counterfeit. And you'd say, why would they want to be a counterfeit of good things that are mighty and great? Because the flip image of that is magnificent as well. It's those in the middle that are weak little Renfield golems. But when you turn towards the dark side and look at it in all of its majesty, John the Revelator on Patmos marvel at the beast. Many times I force my intellect to focus on the full image of all these thousands of pieces. And look at it. I'm staring directly in the eyes of Lucifer.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet colloidal silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines. Survival Shield Nathan Iodine X2 and Super Mel Vitality, fused together, have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver?
Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for sex.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
We'll be right back.
happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And William Binney is another person just like V from Vendetta with the true courage.
The whole point is that under a surveillance state, you have very few liberties. Unless they, if they don't want you to have certain, do certain things, then they have ways and means of getting to you, like they did with us. They came busting in. One of them came running up and pointed a gun at my eyeballs and pulled me out of the shower. You know, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Well, that's a great quote from Joseph Goebbels, first of all. And secondly, it's totally irrelevant what you think. What you think is totally irrelevant. It means absolutely nothing. The government only considers its view of you. And if you're doing something they don't like, they will come after you, no matter what you think of it.
You had the will to march into Congress and to tell them what was going on, the first guy. I mean, that's 10 times bigger than Snowden internally. And to really start this whole internal debate and this avalanche of understanding now, I mean, you were really one of the first people to ring the bell to warn folks that the country as we knew it was being dismantled.
Why else would they keep all these things secret, do things in secret with a secret court, keeping their interpretation secret? I put it down to three factors: power, money, and control. If they'd have deployed it, we would have, in my view, there would be no way we wouldn't have stopped 9/11. The biggest threat I see anyway is the federal government and how they're operating in secrecy and basically creating a secret government. So I basically call it the greatest threat to our democracy and republic since the Civil War.
Are you confident that you know everything that's going on within that agency? You can say to the American people, it's all done the right way.
Yes.
Coming to the InfoWar this Thursday, the mini documentary. I haven't even decided on the name of it yet, but it's with William Binney. In extensive interviews we did in studio and also driving around in a car downtown, a very powerful what's coming up and certainly needs to get out to the public. You know, I couldn't say that I know everything going on or even a lot of what's going on in my own office. If I did, there are some offices run like that, nothing gets done. You just try to hire people that then prove themselves you can trust to carry out a mission. You really can't have slavery in a successful company that's liberty-based. You've got to lead, and you've got to people that want to be part of the mission. That's well-known in leadership. But under the modern corporate model, it's all about domination and robotic control. That's why they're going to robots. That's how you enslave people, is cutting out the organic system that humans control and run and forcing that artificiality. And that's not me saying that. That's the establishment. Sure, I saw it 20 years ago and warned you, but now it's so far along, it's in the news every day. The smart meters tracking you and taxing you and controlling your thermostat and the driverless cars. Oh, yeah, they're going to be driverless in a couple of years. And driving will be banned by humans. First, we're going to tax you more if you try to drive. Then we'll just ban you. Oh, you know what? The new cars are coming out. They're already quasi-driverless. They'll slam on the brakes if a car slams on and you don't see it. They'll report back what you're doing to police. See, they're just doing it. They don't announce it. They just do it. And we go and ferret out what's in the internal documents, what's in the trade publications years before, decades before. It's ubiquitous. We go, hey, your Scientific Atlantic cable box has a microphone and a camera in 1998. Watching and listening to you. Here, let me bust it open on TV and show you the blueprints and show you the microphone. And I got death threats that very night and then had stalkers going after my sister within 2 days. And people calling me saying, we're going to cut your head off if you don't shut up. Because, see, back then people were like, what? There's a microphone and a camera? They were getting upset. Now they're like, yeah, there's a microphone and a camera. I use it to interface with it. Yeah. And they admit they're listening and watching you and telling you the terms and conditions of all the new major smart TV manufacturers that they are watching and listening and selling what happens in your house, what you say and do, to third parties. Bigger than Dallas. Bigger than Dolly Parton. In your face. So frustrating. I mean, I've said this a thousand times, I'll say it again. I'm just a regular, organic person. Normal Americana values, normal survival instinct, watching total evil take over. I mean, if the elite were watching and listening to us, I would say down the road it could be dangerous. They could abuse it. If they weren't putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and hydrofluorosilicic electrified fluoride acid, psychotropic acid, not acid in the 60s acid, but a psychotropic adjuvant acid to accelerate the other stuff they're adding to the water. You know how expensive it would be for them to put enough synthetic Prozac in to really control the population unless you add fluoride, the same molecule? They add the fluoride to supercharge the other drugs they're adding. And you know, this is a real blind spot we have. We're so close to this that when the government finally comes out and says we're cutting fluoride by half, it's causing brain damage and bone cancer and your teeth to fracture, blah, 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 no one even talks about it. I was telling a friend yesterday, yeah, the government admits fluoride's causing cancer and they just cut it in water by half. And I knew the person would read it on their phone in front of me and then go with the spin that was there that, oh, well, that was just because it causes dental fluorosis. That's what they went with in the news, not what the actual report says. And I just know exactly how people respond. It's sickening. It's disgusting. It's an absolute fact. The White House science czar wrote a book in the 70s, and in it they admit fluoridation is there to reduce your fertility and make you docile and stupid. It's called Ecoscience. It's in my office. It's free online. That's not true. They tried to block Scribs a few months ago and had it taken down, but everybody just reposted it. Some book out of print, taxpayer paid for, 1,100 pages long, and they don't want that little goblin, that little knuckle-dragging, night-crawling, thug piece of trash, snake, John P. Holdren. And he wrote that book. He wrote that book. Paul Ehrlich and his wife. They even bill themselves as saviors of the earth. You know, Hitler said he wanted to exterminate most of the global population to save the earth. Plato said that 2,400 years ago. See, if you're Jeffrey Dahmer and just kill 15 people, you're a ghoul, a monster, a demon. But if you kill tens of millions for the earth, you're a saint. And they all advocate this, and they're high and mighty, and they know what to do. And well, yes, we've got to manage the public, and if we don't dumb them down, they'll question too much, and that's why they try to hire cops now with under 100 IQs. Because, see, we're just the tail end of humanity. We're being phased out. The rise of the machines is here. The decision has been made. Well, let me give you a little newsflash, scum. I've made the decision, and billions of other people are in the process of making the decision. Hundreds of millions already have. The chain reaction's already lit. You know it. You admit it in all your congressional and UN hearings. You're all running around scared to death. So now you've gone from denying everything to going, yeah, we got Swiss bank accounts, the Socialist Party in France, and don't pay taxes. So what? Yeah, you know what? We really do put that stuff in your water. Big deal. Yeah, you know what? We really are. Set up a world government. Now you hope you can just hide in plain view. That's not going to fly either. As your plan unfolds, people are going to know it was you. And so you're stoking racial and religious and ethnic and regional differences all over the world as part of the great game of sectarian manipulation desperately, and that's only going to work so long. And we, the people of every race, color, creed, worldwide, are now understanding your operation, and we're now exposing it. And we've reached critical mass. We've reached event horizon. You can feel the enemy burning under the heat. Now, in the scale of the next 10 to 20 years, when this fight will be decided, in my view, to a great extent, people are going to think the globalists are winning. Folks are going to think that they're unstoppable, that they're invincible. And it will appear that they're winning on many fronts, but their desperate move will actually force humanity to resist in ways that are new and inventive. And in the final equation, the tyranny will fall. There's a spark in humanity that dreams of freedom. And as it gets more and more oppressive, more and more wicked, more and more dominating, no amount of drugs, no amount of entertainment, no amount of nihilism for the elite and their minions will quench their thirst. And as they begin, like Saul of Tarsus, on the road to Damascus, to be struck with reality, and when they feel the incredible empowerment of joining with life and justice and truth, like a chain reaction, we will see a revival of the human spirit, not a revival of these glitter bugs CIA recruited in Texas and other states in the 1970s, revival con men preachers to go out and discredit Christianity, but a true revival, a Christ-based revival within the human soul, written on the spirit, that will instantly transcend Satan's paradigm. We are entering the most fabulous time in human existence. But we first have to go through this squall, this storm. And we're now entering that storm. The metal is now being put into the furnace. The great testing is now to begin. The age-old foretold time of massive accelerated change is upon us. May you live in interesting times, to quote the double-edged Chinese parable. You live, I live, we live in interesting times. Choose wisely. Because in this universe, everything comes in threes. You were born and you live and you have a life and a consciousness. You are a manifestation of the genetics and the struggles and the compressed instincts and memories of all those that came before you. And the genetic retweaking of the mitochondrial DNA when a new male is created and new data from the female is transmitted forward in an attempt to make the species survive. Males are just combat model females. The geneticists all know this. This is in all the top literature. That's why that's the joke of men and women fighting with each other. It's completely ridiculous. I mean, it's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. And by manifesting into the future, you are living now, the genetics that came before you are living, and then above that, there is a spirit that interfaces with that and in this earth suit that we have. And the enemy knows that. They understand that, and they're trying to hack it, they're trying to block it, they're trying to control it, because they won't be in control if humanity's in control. The elite see themselves as a new species. And I haven't even gotten into the news completely yet. I apologize, but I'm just really focusing in on getting past all the minutia and thinking about the big picture, as I said earlier. There is no doubt we are the people that came before us. They've proven the epigenetics. They've proven you've got the compressed memories of your ancestors. And everything they do is to block those. And now the top scientists are looking into the DNA and how the DNA resonates like a receiver and is being interfaced with by the universe itself. We're antennas dialed into the space winds. How fabulous and fantastic is that? And you can feel them once you open yourself up to it, once you dial in. It's beyond anything you could even imagine. But the enemy has dialed into something else. The enemy has dialed into something very dark and not of this dimension. You can definitely tell that. You can sense it. You can see it. And that, my friends, is the rest of the story. I'm going to come back with the economy and the Russia situation and the situation in Iraq. I will cover it all. We have a guest coming in studio here in about 15 minutes. Before I go any further, I just want to encourage everyone to support this broadcast. We do it with things everybody needs. High-quality water filters that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosate. You're insane if you don't do that. We have high-quality ones at the lowest price you're going to find. Promo code WATER, 10% off, 30 lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got what I believe is the most focused, hardcore nutraceutical supplements out there, whether it's Child Ease to calm your kids down and focus them, or whether it's the 50% off two bottles of high-quality colloidal silver and a free bottle of the fluoride shield and free shipping. I mean, half off, free bottle, and free shipping. The most over-the-top special we've ever offered. It's over in 2 days. In fact, we have a countdown on the front page. What is it, 2 days or less? InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, there's 1 day, 12 hours, 9 minutes, 22 seconds. InfoWarsLife.com. We've got the Alex Challenge Pack. That ends as well. Free shipping on the Nation Iodine, the Super Male Vitality, and the Oxy Powder. Great, great trifecta. Good things coming through, as I just said. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet colloidal silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines. Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 and Super Male Vitality, fused together, have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Now come out. The article's on InfoWars.com by Kurt Nemo, and blamed the race riots, and that's what they are, on income inequity. not on the drug war that Clinton brought into high gear, not on Obama, who's under his policies and globalist policies, doubled black unemployment to the highest level ever. It's doubled in 7 years. But don't worry, white people did it. Well, actually, a bunch of white people running megabanks, I guess, kind of did. But let's just get them to blame, you know, an RT camera person or something that had nothing to do with it. Simply amazing. Simply amazing to see that. And that brings me to my next story that I mentioned earlier. This is a big deal because if you go to John Williams Shadow Stats or you go to just different analysts we've had on, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, they cook unemployment, they cook inflation, they cook it all. They cook growth. A couple points when it comes to growth, at least. So 2-3 points, negative growth. And the growth we've got is selective through government contracts and corporate welfare. And remember, we've had QE unlimited, QE infinity up until now, and they're still involved in quantitative easing. So even with trillions of dollars being given to select banks, remember, we don't get it. We don't get low interest rates, get payday loans or, you know, car loans. It's like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Some credit cards are 30, 40%. You don't get that. They get the free credit, which is free money. So when you hear 0.2, that is the sound of a needle going across a record. I mean, that is, or two cars smashing into each other. The U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of just 0.2 in 3 months to end of March, official figures show. The growth figure was far lower than expectations. Analysts had forecast growth would be about 1%. I mean, 1% doesn't even fit for inflation. I mean, they're claiming inflation's like 6%. That's, folks, inflation's like 10%, according to all the top economists. They use the old ways of calculating it. And they blame harsh winter weather for a second year. You mean cold winter weather? Oh, but global warming's real. Pay some taxes on carbon dioxide. That'll fix it. While they build antimatter bombs and release nanotech and GMO in the air. I mean, God knows. Our planet is in an emergency situation. And they've got us worried about carbon dioxide. I mean, it just shows how crazy the elite are. I mean, it's like they're worse than the villains from Hellraiser. I mean, they are just a pack of demons. They've almost sold America on torturing people's kids in front of them to get answers. I mean, it's just, the sky's the limit. Like I said, they teach 3-year-olds now. I just can't even say it on air. And it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. I had Dr. Frederick Whitehurst on 18 years ago. And I had him on about 5-6 years ago, and then about a year ago. I want to get him back on. The FBI sent innocent people to their deaths for decades. Special report on Infowars.com. And it just goes into the mainstream admissions now that almost everybody was framed. They would just basically set people up or just not care and just certify whatever. And every other major crime lab from Dallas to Houston to, I'm just mentioning my state, Seattle, you name it, has been caught framing people. Oh, but the forensic shows show how they're getting the bad guys. Oh, yeah. And there are some good people in these forensic labs. They'll get pressured to frame people. That's why we keep learning about it. So here is the good news. There are a ton of people in these crime labs that actually do their jobs and do actually bust people. But it takes time. It takes energy, and they won't frame folks. But then they'll come in and say, we need a conviction, or we need that. We don't need a conviction. DA wants to drop this, but we've got their blood. It's them. We got his fingerprints. Another case, well, we can't prove it. Well, he's got armed robber, so let's just say he did it. You see how that works? I mean, you can't trust anything the system does, folks. The feds have a 97% conviction rate. Okay, I mean, that's not a free country. We'll be back. Stay with us. Fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal.
50% off on Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, and Super Mel Vitality, fused together, have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.